All right, today is Thursday, January 19th, 2017, and it is the date and time set for the Ogden Preparatory Board meeting. Let's go and record attendance. Nancy Hornsby in attendance.
Steve Ballard.
Samantha Shoup.
Larda Holst.
Nick Boucher.
Others in attendance are...
Casey Kennington.
Amy Campbell.
Josh Rumford.
Spencer Adams.
Debbie Dean.
Thank you. We are now calling this meeting to order. Let's start with the approval of the minutes. Do we have a quorum? We do.
Mm-hmm.
The approval of the minutes for last month's board meeting. I'm going to not assume, but appreciate the fact that everybody has reviewed those and call for a vote.
I didn't see anything to be changed, so I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes from our last meeting.
I have a motion from Steve Ballard to approve last month's meeting minutes.
Second.
I have a second from...
Nick Boucher.
Nick Boucher. I looked at you and went, Van Ashton, that's not Van. Nick Boucher. All in favor, say aye.
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 The meetings have been approved. Minutes have been approved. We have... Van is coming. He's going to be about 30 minutes late, just for the record. And Scott Sluis says his wife is ill, and so he is excused. Let's go right into the finance report.
All right. Does everyone have access to them? Or do I upload them properly? No.
Can I get that?
Do you have extra copies of the members have a hard copy?
Which one are you doing first?
We'll just go into the financial summary, so.
Got it.
Go. So we are officially, well, this budget is as of halfway through the year. So looking at the summary there, the budget report, top left graph, we see that everything in the revenues, as far as local and state, is right where we want it to be. The federal, we're still, I checked there, they made some adjustments that we have to go and reallocate some monies, and so we have to get that approved again. But it should be a quick process, and we'll be able to we'll start seeing those federal funds come in. As far as expenses go, the 300 to see that one's in the red. Again, the red just means it's either greater than or less than 5% of where we should be through the year. And so the 300, that one is a little bit greater just because legal fees and audit fees come out of that group of expenses, and so those have been completely paid for, and we'll have, unfortunately, probably some more legal fees coming through, but we should be good as far as that goes. The other line items that are in the red are the property and equipment. That is front-loaded. A lot of those purchases are made at the beginning of the year. We don't foresee too much more coming out of that, so we hopefully we'll see some savings in that group. And the 800s, that's the debt service and like banking fees and bonds. And so a lot of the dues and fees, those come out at the beginning of the year. It's just a one-time fee. And so it's a little bit further along than what we anticipated, but I'm not too worried about it. We should be good. If you look in the bar graph there, one thing I noticed is all of the months except for one, we have received more revenues than we've spent. So that's always a good sign when looking at a budget. Over in the ratios, everything is right around where we want it to be. The operating margin is 0.1 lower than our goal of the 5%. But I'm optimistic there's savings in the budget where we'll be able to recoup that pretty quick. Our MADS is doing great, and our days cash on hand is barely above where we want it to be, but we're building that up, so we're looking good there. Any questions as far as that goes? The budget detail, you can look at that. I don't know if you reviewed it before or if you have any specific questions. Basically, the items that I touched on the summary are where the red is on the expenses as well.
So can I ask a question, just to make
Absolutely.
Sure I'm looking at this right? So, okay, so if I'm trying to follow this spreadsheet across, I've got my actuals, and then I have my budget, and then those two, see, so then how am I doing so the changes column, I understand that. That's anytime there's a change, you note it in there.
Right.
But then the percentage of where can I do the quick math?
So
like if I want to look at it, say, okay.
The forecast.
17 yeah. actual from budget, or 17 actual divided by budget.
So those two columns divided by each other.
Mm-hmm. It's the actuals to the forecasted amount.
That's going to be the difference. So let's just take the very first one, 1510, an interest on investment. So I've got those first two columns are just projection type things, but then I take that 10,300, and then I'm going to,
10,182.
Yeah. So the 10,300.
Okay, so the actual. The actual column.
Yep.
Versus.
Divided by the 18,000 in the forecast.
Okay.
So yeah, the first column there, that's the actuals we spent last fiscal year.
Right, okay.
And then the actuals in this fiscal year, the FY17 budget, that was the initial budget.
What we thought based on, yeah, right. So we proved.
Yep.
And then that's what we're actually spending.
Is the forecast, the changes basically from the forecast of the original budget.
Okay. And then the, I just noticed this, and I don't know why, so maybe I'm gonna point it out to everybody. Do you see that black box at the very top?
Mm-hmm.
And then it says the percentage of the year, 50%.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just noticed that.
So that means we're halfway.
Yeah,
right.
The year.
Yep.
Anything
I just
know
just
green something. Is away from that. Anything red we're worried about.
Mm-hmm.
May or may not be.
Right.
I'm
asking
I'm
for
not
like an
about
orange
it.
Color yeah. so I can be like, how worried am I about it?
Change it to peach.
Yeah. Peach. Like a salmon.
Any
okay, thank you.
Any other questions?
Well, there is a lot less red on here this time.
Right.
Well, and the red's like the student fees, that's low, so we know we've got to collect more fees, but we also, you can see in the fee waiver, is 61%. So
yeah.
We talked about that in Finance Committee. Like, we've got to start budgeting for the fee waiver because
mm-hmm.
61% of our people don't pay a fee.
So as
right.
these little comments and things come up like that, are you keeping like a running tab so that when we go to do budget again for next year that...
Yeah, I can. Absolutely. That's a great idea.
Because I know like during the year we'll bring up little things and then we remember, you know, midway through the year, like, oh yeah, we talked about that last year.
Did the fee waiver increase this year?
Yeah, it was like...
It increased. 9%. It's been increasing.
It's been going up a little bit
every year.
2% about, is the average.
So I was going to say we were basing it off of the actuals last year. But if it increased, then that would make sense why it'd be.
Yeah, our free and reduced number keeps going up.
Okay, yeah, I can notate that and keep that in mind when we start working on the budget in
right.
a few months.
Thank you.
Anything else?
There was one I wanted to look at. Food, what number is that we didn't look at?
And the expenses.
And then,
Oh, you're not there yet, sir.
Can you clarify one thing, too? We're not doing end of the year bonuses. We're doing welcome back bonuses.
Longevity.
Okay.
What question did you have, Amy?
Just about food. Where's the food
So that would be 6:30.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Have we got our audit back yet?
On food? For audit?
No, our audit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Approved it.
Last meeting.
Last meeting.
Oh, okay.
You were here.
No, I was here.
Yeah,
that
right
was the meeting before that.
She was here last
week. No material weaknesses.
Okay.
It's a first.
But they didn't come out. That's why it's throwing me off. Because they didn't report it themselves. Like we had in the past. That's
I had to approve it over the break so that it could be uploaded for transparency and all that. And so that they could file it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been filed. Approved it like the. It was right after Christmas.
Okay.
26, 27, somewhere in there.
But what I'm saying is that's why I don't remember it. It's because typically when we have our audits, they come out and report it, and that we didn't do that last time.
Yeah, they were great. They were on the campus 3 times.
Yeah.
That's unusual.
Yeah, we haven't had that.
And they went through everything, and they were very good to explain, and they were very happy. They were worried in the first visit, and he was very clear that there's a possibility they would recommend a forensic just to make sure that everything was there, because they were having a hard time getting our back information, verifying our back information, but then that came through. They found it. You guys found it in a box or something.
Perfect.
And so then they were like, "Yeah, you're fine. You're fine. You're doing good." So they were great.
So because that starts again like June-ish, that's
July.
Something for the.
We have to look for people in June, and then ask somebody in July. We go.
So that's something for the finance team to kind of keep.
And then the reason I was looking at food in six, were you going to go through all the expenses? Or?
I wasn't.
I was looking at food because we're a little high, but the state people came and did their evaluation, and they actually recommended highly that we go to an offer rather than a serve. So because they noticed the waste amount.
Both schools.
So really? The other building is, they're doing a salad bar, but they're also doing, the kids get to select what it is they want, and so if they take it, they typically eat it, and if they don't, then it doesn't get thrown away. So it's actually, I'm hoping it's going to reduce our cost quite a bit. She said it should.
What does it change as far as, like, state regulations?
You have to have, every child has to have a vegetable and a fruit on their...
So they do have to choose
they
a vegetable
choose, they
or
can
fruit.
Choose vegetable
or fruit.
Or both.
Or both, yeah.
But then, because the amount of vegetables and fruit that gets thrown away is astronomical. But if you see, there's kids that go through and choose carrots every day, and then they eat them. So that's less food on their plate, but they're going to eat it.
The number of garbage cans going, or garbage bags going.
Oh, man, it's going
down. And you don't look in the garbage bags now and go, it's green in there. It's completely green. Like, that's not happening. And then they're both looking at ice tables for to run salad bars in both buildings. So the state, I was like, they're two new people, and they're both are from Ogden. One of them's like my neighbor, and I was like, that is, you guys are awesome. Like, I literally pulled him aside, and I was like, can you come back and do training? When can
finally
you come back? When are you coming back to do training? So,
what's that?
They're going to be good.
Salad bar coming.
That's awesome.
That should help us save money
in
that category. And her.
And that's
she's running pretty close.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
That started at semester.
Cool. Okay.
Excellent. Thank you, Spencer.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Now is the time that we would like to go into closed session. Can I have a motion?
Motion to close session.
Oh, but no.
Read that thing. See that bullet point in there that says?
You need the first one.
The first bullet point.
And
to discuss the reputation, character, and mental or health of an individual, but not his or her professional competence.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Second motion.
I have a motion to go into closed session by Nick and a second by Steve. Roll call, please. Nancy Nider, aye.
Steve Ballard, aye.
Smith Ishup, aye.
Laura DeHolst, aye.
Nick Boucher, aye.
Go into closed.
Will you please take a seat right here so we can discuss your son's actions?
Oh.
No. Just sit back there. All right, make a motion to come out of closed session.
I'll second that.
I have a motion by Steve and a second by Laura to come out of closed session. Nancy Knight, aye.
Steve Ballard, aye.
Samantha Schupp, aye.
Florida Holst, aye.
Nick Bowser, aye.
Van Aston, aye.
Also let the record reflect that Van Aston has joined us due to weather issues. It's slowing us all down today. The next item on the agenda is board policy.
I can just go ahead and make a motion to approve those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had discussion on one. Sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Are you going to do all of them?
Well, I was going to.
Yes, we were going to try and do a blanket one if you can.
Okay.
Can
so,
I motion to hold off on the field trip one for.
Motion
yeah,
to
table.
To table.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we have a motion to table the field trip policy.
A second.
And a second by Nick and Van. I'm not used to you two yet. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, that will be tabled. Steve has.
I believe that was the one.
Okay.
Do you want to double check?
Yeah, I'm looking around real quick. Okay.
There's documents inside of there. Debbie put them up today and added a few.
Okay.
So the donation of fundraising mm-hmm. policy, those the black lines are the edits that have been changed, correct?
Taken yes. out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did we add anything or we just took out?
We just changed the language of it, I believe.
Do we typically put in red or highlight mm-hmm. what we added?
The red line, but in this program it just black lines.
Black lines
oh,
it.
Okay.
Is that the same one that has that we're supposed to have a receipt for all cash received?
No, that's the cash
policy. Oh, that's
policy.
The cash policy, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think we're good.
Okay, on the cash handling policy, it says that we are supposed to have a receipt for all cash received. Does that include Free Dress Friday?
We receipt from the bank when we deposit. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so that it. Okay.
There just has to be a record that it was deposited and the amount collected and the amount deposited.
Okay.
Because
I read that sentence to you're supposed to give receipts for all money that the school receives. And not
and the parent and if you're a parent and you come in and pay or
right.
somebody makes a donation or something like that, that's all receipted out.
Right.
Yeah, so it says must be issued mm-hmm. for all cash received by the school. So when somebody receives a cash, they have to give a receipt back.
Right. And like
but we don't do that for Free Dress Day because that would be 1,000
yeah, that's
receipts.
Right.
It's a fundraiser.
I was about to say, that's considered a donation technically.
Yeah, maybe we need to put an exception in for Free Dress.
Please, for the letter.
Yeah, because this is the general cash handling policy.
Right.
I didn't give somebody a receipt the other day.
Oh, my gosh.
I just said
they do. Five crumpled $1 bills for lunch.
A smiley face on their hands could be the receipt. Right.
Well, I mean, if we're approving, we might
so
as well.
Have you got record of your receipt? Mm-hmm. Well, oh, shoot, I showered.
So is there anything, Steve, because what comes to mind is that your daughter just sold 53 flower
cards.
Scored on it, man.
So in that gig, we had this conversation yesterday about if they pay that, if they do that, the fundraising experience, and they have to pay the full amount,
yeah.
so they collect on the flowers, they have to pay that full amount,
yeah.
then we have to send that money to the company
yeah.
or put it into the Spain trip.
Yeah.
At no time can we say, like, okay, this is your money. So you've already paid,
yeah.
I'm using as an example, sorry.
Yeah, so we wrote a $1,000 check to the school.
Today.
Which is more than we, because of what we've already paid, we've overpaid for the trip.
Yeah, so that'll have to go to that trip company, and yeah. that company will have to reimburse you.
So
I can't 4 weeks.
So 4 weeks. It'll take 4 weeks for them to get us our money
oh,
back.
Oh, sorry.
So, I mean, it's only in the large amounts.
If it's with the Spain trip,
yeah.
then I can write you a check for your refund.
Yeah, but when it's that third party.
But only if you have paid money in.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing, if the fundraising. If her fundraising, if she were able to fundraise that whole trip and went over in the fundraising, that additional money that she raised while fundraising has to be distributed to other kids on campus. It cannot
yeah.
go back to her as a refund because we can't be a site for the sale and
yeah.
profit of a student.
Yep.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Sale of a student? That doesn't sound good. The profit of a student.
Sounds like
gambling. You can't do that either.
I'll sell them off anytime. I can't profit on it.
So we have tabled the
policy to accept the free dress donations from the receipt requirement.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else like that? What if someone comes in and gives me, we had a family donate $800 a week ago to give to the family that had a fire.
Yeah, so that definitely, $800? Yeah, I would definitely say that needs a receipt.
Right.
And then that was a donation.
They gave back the money that we gave to them.
Yeah, so we raised money for them in free dress last year and gave it to them because their house burned down. The insurance came back and they came back and gave us the money and said, please give this to another family in need.
Wow.
So we gave that today. We haven't given it yet.
Well, yeah, just but Rebecca started an account for it, but we can receive that from now on. She just started
The school was going to do a fundraiser for Bianca's family, free dress Friday.
We gave them a free dress way back in August.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Is there a concern about the tax implications of the people receiving those funds at a certain dollar amount?
Because it's under, there's a requirement. It's a great question.
He needs to answer that.
Can't answer that.
And that's the main reason why they want to make sure that you get a receipt for that.
Yeah. There's a tracking of it.
Sorry.
No worries.
Just raise your hand next time. And wait till the board chair calls on you. Proper procedure.
Who are you?
Sam's feed of information here. I'm her voice.
Why do you think I sit by Steve? And then I and then I sit here and do this so I don't have to hear either one of them. Okay, are we ready for a vote on this?
No, because she made it.
Well,
so she's
you can make a motion with those edits, though.
Yes.
Right. Well, we just need to read those edits and then motion with those edits. So.
Can you read us those edits, please?
Well,
you were saying what you
I just said. Make a motion to amend the cash handling policy to accept free dress donations from the receipt requirement.
Yeah, but what about like when they come to school carnival? And they give, they buy $5 in carnival tickets.
We can,
so,
yeah, that's OPPO.
So
that's like they're running that side. Okay.
So, well, I guess while we're at it, do we need to make it more vague than just free dress day? Do we need to say?
Well,
what about tickets?
Is that free dress OPPO?
What about school dance?
Not always.
They come and they collect it, and then they go and deposit in their account.
What about entrance into a game? You know, somebody comes into a game and they pay $1.
Yeah, no receipt.
Yeah.
So maybe we better table this.
Or what if we take it out? Do we need to have a policy? Are we required to have a policy that receipts are given?
Any cash payments at the front? I'm thinking.
Because I read through that.
It's a practice good system. It is. It's a required system.
Spencer, can you?
There's a way to phrase what, because you're talking about students paying for dance, students paying for free dress, students paying for, there's a category. We could categorize that.
How much is entrance to a game?
$3, right?
How much is entrance to a dance?
$2?
$5.
Zero?
No, it's
for a student.
It's under $5
is
or under.
Is it for a game?
Yeah.
No,
is it too vague? To
some
say
schools charge, right?
State championship stuff. State stuff, right?
I paid $5 to go to state.
But if we get good.
Probably not. But then I'm wondering, someone pays $4 on their lunch account.
They receive that.
Yeah, I know, but we wouldn't want to accept that. That was my concern with
putting
a dollar amount on it. But maybe we could do student participation and activities less than
$5. Anything less than $5 would be exempted.
Would that cover about everything? Dances, games, free dress. What else is there?
But we'd have to specify
any
that it's a student activity,
trips,
right?
Fees.
Not lunch.
So to accept student participation.
Yeah, I read through that and I thought, my kids don't get a receipt when they...
It's okay.
When they pay for lunch, school activities.
Free dress.
I made closed sessions a little longer.
And I thought that's a nightmare.
Or amounts less than
these days. Okay.
So amend the cash out policy to accept student participation.
It was student cause today, though.
Activities.
Participation in school activities for a maximum of $5 per student from the receipt.
You too, I'm going to have to separate you. Thank you.
Yes.
Why are you pointing at me?
All right. So, then let's motion these separate.
Go for it.
Okay. So I motion that we approve the donation and or the cash handling policy with the amended language as we talked about, with exclusions and all that specific language.
I have a motion for the cash handling policy to be accepted with revisions.
Second.
and a second on that motion. Do I, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion's approved. Field trip policy has been tabled to the next meeting, so if we can move that to our next meeting, that would be grateful. Fee waiver policy, can I have a motion on that, or does anybody have any questions or discussion on that?
Why are we revoting on this? Was it just reviewed, or was it reviewed comparing to the state statutes?
There were just minor grammatical revisions and things, so, yeah.
This one had a, where was it?
Or if it named someone, like some of the policies, named Kathy or...
Yeah, those things were taken out.
So I motion that we approve the fee waiver policy.
I'll second that.
I have a motion by Sam to accept the fee waiver policy and a second by Laura. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion is approved.
I motion that we approve the service and animal, emotional support animal policy.
Have you read that?
I did, it's my favorite.
I second, or, did you have a question?
After you second, I have just a minor discussion.
No, a mini horse.
I have a minor discussion on this. So I'm on the opposite end where I have children that would be, have to be pulled out of, well, they'd have to be pulled out of that classroom if they were in the same classroom as that child.
Great question.
So do we have a tag along?
No, we have to give them an alternative place to work, and this, it's protected by ID.
I know all that, yeah, I was just wondering what you do with the 50% of kids that are allergic to those animals.
Or the person that can't be for it, there's not really any protection for them.
Yeah.
We have to provide them an alternative for education, but you can't, or you have to move that student with the animal to another class, or you have to try to work.
Put all the allergy kids over here.
It's not a mutually agreeable experience. It's whatever to do to protect the child with the
Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a rough gig. And if you bring a pony, really, how's that working?
You got to provide a place for it to go to the bathroom.
Is it wearing a diaper? Like, what's it doing? I don't
know. Hey, they're trained not to go to the bathroom 8 to 3. It's pretty serious stuff.
You ever tried to train a horse?
Just bring some oats.
Come on, little pony. Come on.
Iguanas? Like, get serious.
Alpacas.
Spitting on
how's it a comfort animal? Don't they have like giant claws?
I did have one question about this, and while I don't recall having discussed it. Is there a specification between the two, service animal versus an emotional support animal? There's a very distinct designation between those.
So it's as defined by the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Okay.
So you can, and there you can reference that. It does have language in here. It references those statutes.
Gotcha.
So we're approving this policy and we're referencing that. So if we really had a question or a problem, we'd go to that Americans with Disability Act, look it up. And we have, and that's where the small pony comes in. It's actually listed as a comfort animal.
Yeah, in the section.
So if somebody wanted to come to school with their small pony, that we would have to let them, is what we're saying.
Oh my gosh.
All right, so there is a motion on the table.
Why are you here?
So it was motioned and seconded.
Sorry, Chris.
I have a motion on the emotional support animal policy to accept that policy, and I have a second. Who made the motion?
Steve
made the motion, and Sam made the second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. The motion carries.
Did we do the donation and fundraising policy? I think we skipped that.
We did.
Cashfield. Donation and fundraising policy.
So I motion that we approve the donation and fundraising policy.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
I have a motion by Sam and a second by Laura for the donation fundraising policy to be approved. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries.
That was a really good policy.
It was.
Yeah.
Effective.
It reads.
Mm-hmm. Reads well.
Yeah.
All right, our next on our agenda is facilities and Peak Alarm Junior High. Casey, you're up.
Casey, okay, so you got 5 minutes?
Bullet
you got
point. Five.
I need two. So, you know how we have the mag locks in the front doors?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're looking at putting those on the gym doors, two of the gym doors, because we rent the gym all the time. Like right now, it's Monday through Friday, it's being rented. So Drew or I has to come down, unlock it, make sure it's good.
The other night, 11:30.
Yeah, it's horrible. Also, setting the alarm. So this wouldn't just put a mag lock on. So we can set the alarm from our phone, but it's through cellular, and so it takes a while to load. Sometimes it doesn't work. he calls and asks me to do it from my phone. I call, ask him to do it because it's just not working. So this makes it all through a network, so it's really fast. You will be able to, with all the doors, put them on a schedule. We'll be able to look and see who disarmed the alarm when, who set the alarm when. We eventually want to put a camera out there so somebody can call and say, hey, we're here to rent the gym. We look at the camera and then we push a button and they're let in. And then when the door shuts, nobody can get back in, but they get out. So anyways, it's just a lot of its convenience and the use that the gym is getting would probably be pretty beneficial. So what it is...
How many times in the last like month has the door just not locked or not secured and then the alarm goes off and then they call and
right.
then...
So right. we leave it locked, so we come and let them in, and then when they leave, we get a text that says, hey, we're all out of the gym, and that's when we set the alarm. And if they don't shut the door all the way and a wind comes or something, we're getting alarm calls. And
So are we choosing between the two? There's two pages or that?
No, Peak Alarm just gave a bid for each one. So the total...
Because we had that contract conversation
right.
with them, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Now they're giving us all kinds of paperwork.
So we need to.
So it's $2,320 to put them in, and then it adds total an extra dollars, $15 okay. a month to that.
And the school's good with it.
Contracts,
facilities,
yeah.
approved. All right, I make a motion that we approve the Peak Alarm bid for the Maglocks.
I have
a
motion.
These guys are raised. A lot more than that.
For the addition of Maglocks on the gym doors.
I'll second that.
I have a second by Van. A motion by Steve and a second by Van. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Quick question. How much are you making a week then?
A week?
From renting, like approximately?
Well,
I don't know. Is it like $100 a night?
$120 an hour.
Go to committees?
So,
did we go into committees?
So, because we're all in the same room, we decided we can't. So but we're going to motion to go into committee work sessions.
Right?
And then
yeah,
we'll
about.
Meet in there, and then
from
we'll come back and
adjourn. The snow
okay.
leaves,
I couldn't football. Remember how we did it.
Football.
So, but I have
yeah.
to leave
yeah.
at 6.
Yeah,
I've got another cooking
like
class tonight. So.
Monday through Friday.
So
good.
So I might leave before everybody's done.
We're going
to basketball groups.
Oh, good.
20 hours an hour is pretty good.
For
yeah,
that's
cheap.
Yeah,
cheap.
Yeah, very competitive.
And that's settees and spring.
Maybe a little
too competitive. Most rec centers are like 60, 80 bucks.
Are you advertising that?
But it's good. Pretty much everyone that comes in has kids that go here.
Really?
All right, a motion that we move into committee work sessions.
Second motion.
I have a motion for committee meetings and a second by Steve and Sam. All in favor, say aye.
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 Will you tell us where you're going committee-wise and what committee it is so that we can decide who's going where? I'm going with trips and because
okay.
we're going to look at our policy and some
and
forms.
Chris and I are doing development.
Okay.
And then these two would be.
I'm floating.
You're floating.
I'm floating.
Hey, come over here first.
Okay.
Because there's some things we need to
go over.
So you're
is
bored.
The international
so
travel health
your
disclosure, is
board.
That part of the field trip?
Yeah, she just wanted me to swap my little
spine. Okay. Well, I thought it was, but I just needed to. Okay.
Actually, we're going to be doing board stuff.
Everyone is done with their committee meetings. May I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Van.
Second.
I have a second by Nick. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. All right, this meeting is adjourned until February 19th or 16th?
16th or 19th.
February 16th at 4:30.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Six.